Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Matt Olson waiting at 0-1. He hits this deep to right field. Second deck. Three-run bomb. Matt Olson.
That's Matt Olson hitting a tater yesterday that probably would have flown out of Truist Park. Hitting the first time this year he's hit home runs in back-to-back games. Beautiful thing. That does sound courtesy of Brendan Gaudin at Bally Sports. And also this hour brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Last, and Clean. Bo, I wondered Saturday morning if we were seeing the absolute season demise of the Braves after Thursday and Friday. But they answered the bell with Spencer Schwellenbach on Saturday. And then a good start until it wasn't for Arnaldo Lopez yesterday.
So the funny thing was, as I was watching, that would have been on the Chop House, the top of the Chop House, that ball he hit. But
which
I was
is a sneaky good place to drink. You know what I mean? Sneaky good place. The one at Turner Field, the top of the Chop, great place.
Look, I was sitting there watching that game, and I go, oh, this would be, you know, this would be a great moment for Matt Olson of 2023 to show up and hit a three-run bomb.
Loved that guy.
And, yeah, we all did. And the best part was is that he struck out in the first, and he showed more emotion, and they even mentioned it on the broadcast.
Frustrated,
you'll ever see from Matt Olson. Yeah. And then he hits that home run, at three run. I mean, just the bomb of bombs, and no emotion. I mean, pretty much back to Matt Olson. But let's go back to Saturday, what you mentioned, Mike. Spencer Schwellenbach, and they talked about it. So Dave O'Brien had it in his article that went out this morning or late last night about how they were like, that was everything for our team. We needed that performance so badly. And he goes out and throws 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, no walks. He's the exact opposite of Bryce Elder in that fact that he strikes guys out and doesn't walk guys. And that's when Elder's, you know, bad Elder or good Elder. That's bad Elder is when he can't locate and he's walking guys. But that's, I mean, striking out 11 guys is phenomenal. But he kind of steadied you. He goes, you know what? This ship has a couple of leaks in it, 6 straight losses. I'm going to get us back on track. The last 2 games of this series is more of what we need. That they scored runs the entire series, basically. Yeah. I think they had 2, 4, and then 4. I believe they scored 4 or 5 on Saturday, and then 9 yesterday. We need more of that, but the Schwellenbach start, I feel like, just righted the ship a little bit, just kind of put everyone back to neutral about how they felt.
The Arnaldo Lopez leaving after 3 innings, and by the time Brian Snicker took to the microphone after the game, he made mention of the fact that Arnaldo Lopez is already on the plane. Like, he's headed back to Atlanta to get imaging. And, Nikki, I'll bring you in to look, it just feels like this team – just snake bitten. Like, you get the big win yesterday, but there's always, it seems like, this team, like, there's always a caveat of, man, what a massive win. But, yeah, Lopez is on a plane on the way back. So,
yeah.
Just stinks.
I feel like we said it earlier that this is the week, right? Like, this is the week. This is the stretch. Brewers coming up. Like, we're going to see what they're made of.
Yeah.
With all the bumps and bruises, Band-Aids, whole 9 yards.
And to your point,
it's rough.
I think they also this week need to see a move or two made by management, by Alex, we know will do something just to say, hey, we don't care about these injuries. We're not giving up. And I think people forget, everyone gives us Jock Peterson energy stuff, but the moves that they made with Rosario and Soler and all these guys at the end of that season, and Duvall, what it really and at the trade line, what it really did was said, hey, we still have a chance. Let's start playing right, because I'm going to give you everything you need. And if you give a couple things, the only thing I would say is I've hammered the drum of stop talking about starting pitching. It's not a need. It might have became a need yesterday, which is scary, because that means it's more expensive. And Garrett Crochet has already said, hey, you want me? You want to trade for me? I'm not starting in the postseason unless I get a new contract.
Double A's got about, 34 hours before he's got to make those moves.